From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Stock prices are sagging in the face of more downbeat numbers on the economy. Sales of new homes have declined to the slowest pace on record, home sales dropping nearly 12.5% last month compared to June's figures. The median price of homes sold last month was down nearly 5% compared to the same time last year. But those lower prices are not coaxing buyers off the sidelines. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what did economists and real estate agents say as reasons for this stagnant housing market?
Economists tell me it's a combination of high unemployment, large numbers of foreclosed properties, high inventories, and homes with mortgages above market value. I've just spoken with Marge McCree. She is a real estate agent in the Baltimore, Maryland area. She's been in business for nearly 25 years. She says one of the biggest problems for home buyers right now is getting credit.
Good, solid, rock-solid buyers are having a hard time getting money right now.
And how do you handle that? What do you do as a real estate agent?
Some people I can't help. I mean, I'll send them to several lenders, and there just isn't the portfolio that there used to be of where you could send them to different brokers or you had options.
She also tells me, Craig, that she anticipated this downturn 3 years ago. She says it seemed that people were overextending.
I told everybody in my office they're buying the big fancy cars and the boats and the huge houses, and I said, guys, this doesn't last.
So, Paul, what does McCree say she's going to do?
Well, she says she's in the real estate business for the long haul. She has been able to help a lot of people into homes with careful presentation and through careful pricing. And she's had what she calls an average year when she looks at her entire career. But she says many agents have left the business.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. In a separate report out today, the Commerce Department says orders to factories for manufactured durable goods edged up a bit last month, but not as much as analysts had expected. Gains in orders for commercial aircraft and cars were more than offset by declines outside the transportation sector. Former President Jimmy Carter is in North Korea. Dwali Saikautau reports Mr. Carter is on a humanitarian mission to try to win the release of a U.S. citizen who's been imprisoned there since early this year.
The North's official news agency says the former president and his party were received at the airport by North Korea's nuclear envoy. Little else was reported by the Korean Central News Agency, but later a brief dispatch by the North's official television station reported that a child handed Mr. Carter a flower bouquet upon his exit from the chartered plane. China's official news agency adds President Carter did not offer any comments to the media. The 85-year-old is in North Korea to try to bring home a Boston native who is serving an 8-year sentence for illegally entering the North in January. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow now down 43 points. The Nasdaq is off 10. This is NPR News from Washington. A barrage of car bomb explosions across Iraq has killed at least 60 people and wounded more than 250 others. The two deadliest attacks were suicide blasts detonated at police stations in Baghdad and Kut. The attacks appear to have been coordinated and come a day after the U.S. announced the number of American troops in Iraq is now below the 50,000 level for the first time since the American-led invasion. Federal safety investigators are looking into concerns about millions of Jeep Grand Cherokees. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the focus is on the gas tanks of those vehicles, which can catch fire during rear-end crashes and rollovers.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee's gas tank was built under the rear bumper and behind the rear axle from when the vehicle first hit the market in the early 1990s until 2005, when Chrysler decided to position the gas tank elsewhere. Consumer advocates say the earlier design is dangerous. They're pushing Chrysler to recall the roughly 3 million Grand Cherokees sold from 1993 to 2004. According to preliminary data reviewed by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the Jeep Grand Cherokee does not have significantly more fires after crashes than other vehicles. The SUV has been involved in 44 crashes and 55 deaths in which fire was the most harmful factor. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
It may take a count of absentee ballots to decide a U.S. Senate race in Alaska. GOP incumbent Lisa Murkowski is trailing Gulf War veteran and Tea Party favorite Jim Miller in the primary there. Tropical Storm Frank is now Hurricane Frank. The storm is off the southwestern coast of Mexico and is drifting away from land. In the Atlantic, Hurricane Danielle has gained a bit of strength, but it is not expected to pose a threat to the U.S. mainland. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support